streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
It is the Friday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk Iowa, Michigan, Iowa State, TCU on the program here today. We will also get ready for the Pick 6 brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. It's all coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. We welcome you in to the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM here on this Friday. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here today, taking you up to 7 o'clock, and a busy Friday night of high school football action coming your way. Pair of games, 1600 AM. We'll have the annual Washington-Kennedy game from Kingston and Linmar at Iowa City West on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming your way tonight down at Trojan Field in Iowa City. We'll keep you updated on plenty of things going on a busy Friday. We got the Major League Baseball playoffs getting underway today, one game in progress, and they are in the middle innings right now down in Houston. We'll let you know about that. Zach Johnson on the golf course right now as well, and a whole lot of things as we get ready for a big weekend as far as sports is concerned. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. I think I'm just beginning to warm up after being out in the chill last night. You can call me a wimp if you want.
I am not going to do that.
A little chilly, a little windy, and it wasn't that bad. But after being in the 80s earlier in the week, I had a hard time acclimating, so all's good.
All is good. You're not alone. It took me a long time to warm up last night after the game at Kingston between Cedar Falls and Jefferson, and it was just your body's not used to it.
Yeah.
Like John said 2 days ago, he was on his roof replacing some shingles and sweating buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, we're grabbing hooded sweatshirts and things like that. And it was a nice night last night, a very nice night for football. But it was the first chilly one of the year.
Yeah,
and it takes your body a little bit to get acclimated. Maybe a little bit longer as we get a little bit more veteran here.
I like veteran.
Yeah, well, that's why I use it. And I'm getting right up there as far as veteranship is concerned. Gym Class today, as always, being presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. Football is here, and Third Base Brewery has award-winning wings, burgers, and beer to enjoy while watching your favorite teams play. Third Base has big-screen TVs around the bar, plus flat screens at each booth. So you won't miss any of the action. You can personalize your game.
Wow.
I like that. And you should like that as well. And tell them thank you out at Third Base. Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class each and every day, including on this Friday right here on KGYM. Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line available to you out there at 319-366-1600. Hurtina Stocker Jeweler is located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. And we got Houston and Tampa, game one of that series. Justin Verlander is picking them up and putting them down for the Astros, and Tampa just made a 10-U-triple-S-A or U-triple-S-A play to allow a couple more runs to score after a Jose Altuve put Houston on the board with a two-run shot, and the Astros, after five, lead Tampa 4-0. And coming up in about a half hour, the Cardinals and the Braves game two, which is now suddenly very interesting since the Cardinals game you heard yesterday on 107.5 FM. And again, we will Friday with the high school sports going on tonight. Very, very tough. Apologize if you are a baseball fan out there. We are as well. But like we've been saying, and like you know, for the last several years, we do our best to get all the games that we can get on as far as Major League Baseball. And we'll have tomorrow's two games for you in the American League. And we will have the Twins and the Yankees getting things started tomorrow. And I believe that's
it's a mid-afternoon game. Yeah,
4:07 with the first pitch. 3 o'clock, Twins Network extending the pre- and post-game for the postseason. So 107.5 FM tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We'll have Twins baseball, Twins and the Yankees. That'll be game 2 from New York. Followed by on 1600 AM, actually probably in all three of them before it's over. It'll be Houston and Tampa game number 2. And then Sunday we'll have both of the games for you on 1600 AM in the National Leagues. But big win for the Cardinals last night. To jump out 1-0 without Flaherty going, their ace. So we'll see how it goes today.
Yeah, and then the relief corps for both teams was not good.
No, it was not.
12 or 13 pitchers used in that game and 4-hour game. But nevertheless, that was a big win for the Cardinals on the road. I think 4 in the top, and Atlanta scored 3 in the bottom. And
a couple of homers off Carlos Martinez.
Made it close, yeah. As far as today goes, Kate Upton's husband, very good on the hill.
It's good to be Justin Verlander, isn't it?
Verlander, 5 innings and 1 hit on the hill for the Astros. Right now leading, as you said, 4-0. Really, Tyler Glasnow didn't pitch bad either.
No, he was really good.
Good pitcher. But the little guy reached him for a home run and then
turned
it over to
Bullpen. PJ Marion's very happy. Very happy right now. He's already tweeted out his fine thoughts about Jose Altuve.
He's really good.
My favorite player in the majors right now. Non-White Sox player is Jose Altuve. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. Cardinals and the Braves coming up, and then the Twins and the Yankees will go off later on tonight, and the Dodgers trying to go up 2-0 on the Washington Nationals after a great pitching performance last night late in Los Angeles.
I think 4 really interesting series, and even though there may be a sweep along the way, there's some interesting matchups, backstories to all these games, and I'm going to be tuning in. I mean, this is, of course, I'll be listening to Washington and Kennedy tonight as well, but
it
doesn't
you.
Mean I can't watch a baseball game in the meantime, nor for you folks out there.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. We do have high school football, as we mentioned, tonight. I had a chance to see another good team last night in the Cedar Falls Tigers, the runner-up in Class 4A a year ago. So we've seen, obviously we'll see Kennedy tonight, one of the top teams in Eastern Iowa. We've seen West Des Moines Valley come over and play. We've seen Cedar Falls. We'll get a chance to see Bettendorf coming up next Friday in that big showdown at Kingston against Kennedy. And I think you've got, and I've kind of said this all year as far as 4A is concerned, is you have about six or seven teams, I think 7, that are a little bit above everybody else. And Cedar Falls, Kennedy, Valley, and I'm sure Bettendorf as well, they all do what they do very, very well. Cedar Falls, we talked about this last night, not the explosive team they were last year with all the playmakers, but they are just solid, fundamental, well-coached, physical, do what they do. They ran the ball last night. Cale Osher is a really, really good quarterback, one of the best in the state. They can beat you with the offense. The defense is very stout as well. They're very aggressive and good linebackers. What's new at Cedar Falls? And then you got Kennedy that can run the football. They've got very good defense. Cedar Falls and Kennedy are probably the two that are the closest to each other. We'll see Bettendorf, Bay Bowie next week coming over. And he's a very good running back as well for the Bulldogs. And then Valley probably a little bit more throwing than those other teams, but we'll see. Like I said, I think there's just an upper echelon of 7 teams that have kind of separated themselves a little bit in Class 4A, but we'll see.
Well, I've seen both Cedar Falls and Kennedy. I did not see Valley when it came to town to play Kennedy. You know, last night is for personal reasons as much as anything, but I looked at it objectively, and Cedar Falls is, You know, I think what they convert 9 third down.
Yeah, I think they were 9 of 18.
And Jefferson just couldn't get off the field, and you have to credit. I mean, Jefferson's played some pretty good defense this year, but you have to credit Cedar Falls, and you know, it was run, and then, you know, at the end of the first half, went to a quick passing game,
2-minute offense,
and went down the field. I mean, that shows some pretty good diversification in that regard. And then again on defense, it's a team. We've talked about it before. The Cedar Falls and the Bettendorfs and the Ankeny's and those, not necessarily Ankeny because it's a two-school town now, but Waukee.
Which is going to be a two-school town in a couple years.
Just have resources that inner-city public schools don't. You could see it last night, Jefferson playing a lot of guys both ways. Not that Cedar Falls didn't have any, but the depth eventually shows through. As far as Kennedy goes, I think the difference between Kennedy and Cedar Falls that I saw Kennedy in the opener, obviously Cedar Falls last night. I think Cedar Falls is a little more diversified on offense. I think they're pretty even on defense. Kennedy may be a little bit better, in my opinion. But and then Cedar Falls beat Bettendorf.
Yes,
you'll
did.
See Bettendorf next week. So that should be a very entertaining game. Gotta believe the state championship runs through West Des Moines still, doesn't it?
Well, usually does. You know, at least lately, anyway. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in, and of course, Wash Kennedy tonight, 7 o'clock, 1600 AM. Linmar at Iowa City West tonight, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. That's tonight. Then you got tomorrow, as Iowa goes to the Big House to take on the Michigan Wolverines. First time Iowa and Michigan have met in a while. And Iowa State will host TCU. Very important games, I think, for different reasons for both teams. And if you'd like to weigh in your thoughts about those two games, I'd love to hear you on the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line. Obviously, for Iowa State, at home tomorrow, backs are against the wall. I'm not going to say it is a must-win game for Iowa State, because you could still, if you're a Cyclone fan, theoretically beat Oklahoma, beat Texas, win the rest of your games, and everything looks pretty good as far as getting one of the two spots in the Big 12 championship game. But you start off 0-2, especially with a home loss, and you lose two games to teams that you are fighting with to get into that championship game. That's going to make things awful tough.
I'm going to say it's a must game for Iowa
State. You're saying
State.
It is a must game.
I think it is, because you go 0-2 in the league with still Oklahoma and Texas on the schedule, and Oklahoma State.
Don't forget about them.
Don't forget about Oklahoma State. So I think it's probably more crucial for Iowa than Iowa State. Although it's Iowa's game at Michigan is important for various reasons, but you had to go 0-2 to start the league after that tough loss at Baylor. I don't think you want to go there.
What do you think, Cyclone fans? 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in, is it a must victory tomorrow at home for Iowa State? A loss would send the Cyclones to 2-3 on the season, and that is not what folks were thinking of in Ames back in July and early August. Iowa goes on the road to Michigan. A little different vibe as far as that one is concerned. It's Michigan who's got all of the pressure on their backs, you got to think. And, you know, we talked to Dave Koken yesterday, and he's, and a lot of people thinking that Iowa's in a pretty good situation right here.
Michigan could find themselves 0-2 after tomorrow in the league. And that's not very appetizing for those in Ann Arbor either.
But remember, no heat on Jim Harbaugh.
Well, that's according to the play-by-play voices of Michigan football. But is it a pivotal game for Iowa? It's an important game, I would say. Not a pivotal game. I think 1-1 in these next two games would be pretty good. 2-0 would be excellent.
And, of course, as we'll talk with Riley in Iowa City here on the phone, can't forget about the UNI Panthers. They've got a big one tomorrow. And that, I don't think, that's another one of those. Yeah, it's not a must win, but maybe it's a you better win one with a trip to Fargo next week to take on the Bison of North Dakota State, as UNI will celebrate homecoming tomorrow as they will bring in and welcome in all of the cowbells that go along with the Youngstown State Flying Penguins of Bo Pelini tomorrow. Looking forward to that in the Dome. Let's go to Riley in Iowa City, wants to chime in on this Friday afternoon. Hi, Riley. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good, Riley.
Good.
Hey, so just a quick rundown of my opinion on all three games. You and I and Youngstown State, former Bo Pelini, Nebraska, coming in. That's a big one for playoff seeding and positioning, because I know Mark Farley wants to get back to that national title game, and it's that thing that's probably eluded him a little bit. And I think beating Youngstown State at home, at homecoming no less, is going to help them. Iowa State and the Big 12 title game, you know, 0-2 in the conference, yeah, it's not ideal. They still have Texas. They still have Oklahoma on the road later in the year. But I believe the last 2 years, the Big 12 runner-up has had two losses. Granted, they didn't lose their first 2 weeks of the season. So, Mark Dukes, I'm going to agree with you. If Iowa State wants to get to the Big 12 title games, tomorrow's game is a must-win. Iowa, Michigan, it's in Ann Arbor. Iowa's had a lot of success there, but if they lose the game, it's not the end of the world. I think there hasn't been an undefeated Big Ten title matchup, if you look at the recent history. Plus, I think if Iowa does win, it helps them a lot for Penn State, and I think they're not going to be looking ahead at all in the next couple weeks because they have a lot of great opponents. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Hey, Riley, I got a question for you, okay?
Oh, we lost Riley.
We lost Riley. My question was going to be, if Iowa loses tomorrow, will it be a must-win for the Hawkeyes at night against Penn State next week?
I think
that's a question we can ask ourselves after Saturday.
A lot depends on how Wisconsin and Ohio State come out, too.
True.
If you were an Iowa fan, would you take 1-1 over the next 2 weeks?
In a heartbeat.
I mean, you want to go 2-0, no doubt, but would you take 1-1?
In a heartbeat.
All right. Mark says yes. 319-366-1600. Good thoughts there, Riley. Appreciate the phone call there. I think, yeah, I'm with him on UNI. I think UNI, boy, they got to win that game tomorrow, you think.
Youngstown, number 9, something like that?
They're undefeated, but they're like 22 in the country. Okay. The schedule has not been tough for the Flying Pelinis. I say the...
It used to be the Fighting Pelinis. Now it's the Flying Pelinis.
Well, whatever. Okay. You can go either way. And the one thing I know about Youngstown State, they've had some great teams in the past, and their fans travel, and they bring cowbells. I am so looking forward to hearing. It's like Stark Vegas in the Unidome tomorrow. So looking forward to hearing all those cowbells.
They're not bringing the band. But
no,
they're bringing cowbells.
They're bringing cowbells. And, yeah, man, unless the UNI folks say you can't bring in the cowbells. But they haven't done that in the past. 319-366-1600.
Yeah, by the way, the lines on tomorrow's game, at least where we're going to pick them, in the Emos Hideaway pick 6, Iowa State favored by 3.5 against TCU. And we'll be picking Michigan minus 5.
Ooh.
Against Iowa. I think that line's down.
Did you tease that, Mark?
Todd set the lines, and I think they were accurate at the time, but I think
it moved
people,
a little.
People are on Iowa right now.
I know they are. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to take a break, come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the weekend in sports and get more of your phone calls. We are going to talk with Josh Troutman from Kirkwood here in about 10 minutes or so. Our annual visit and talk about how you can sign up for classes over at Kirkwood so that you can get your coaching authorization. And that way, always need more coaches out there. And more we're seeing coaches that are not teachers. And this is how you go about doing that. So we're going to talk with Josh coming up here just a little bit. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll talk with Eugene and... have more on Iowa, Michigan, Iowa State, TCU, and UNI in Youngstown when we return after this here in the Gym Class for a Friday presented by Third Base Brewery on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played. To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart 263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great-paying career. And you earn while you learn. Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Today and every Friday, the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Tune in from 4 to 7 today right here on KGYM. Two Rivers Bank and Trust. My neighborhood, my bank.
.324 back with you on the Gym Class here in KGYM for this Friday. We'll keep you updated on what's happening in the world of baseball. It is 4-0 in favor of Houston as they have moved into the bottom of the sixth inning in game one of that particular series. Cardinals and the Braves are going to get started in about 15 minutes or so. We'll have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you coming up in just a little bit and a whole lot more, including how you can get your coaching authorization through Kirkwood Community College. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes. Let's go to Eugene in Cedar Rapids, wants to comment about the football games this weekend. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I prefer 2-0. I take a split, and the way I see tomorrow is Iowa's got to stay ahead of the chains. Got to figure out how to pressure the quarterback, and we can't end up in the field position game we had against Rutgers and be able to win this game. One more, and that's we can't change sevens for threes.
Hmm. Unless you're Tommy Nickel.
Hang up and listen.
Thanks, Eugene. Appreciate it. I like his comment as far as field position is concerned.
He's got pretty
concerned.
Good analysis usually. Eugene's a pretty sharp guy, and I mean, there's a lot of aspects that go into this game. We'll talk tomorrow on Before the Boom, the pregame show. These teams haven't played since 2016.
Right.
Even though Iowa's
not many players on both of these teams have
no,
met
No, maybe
another.
A half a dozen, a handful. Iowa's won five out of the last six, but I put that aside. I don't think you can really consider that nice for the program, but it doesn't mean anything to the players on these two teams, I don't think.
No, I would agree. And yeah, I would agree with Eugene as well. Field position, I think, is going to be very key in that game tomorrow, especially when you're going up against Michigan's defense and over 100,000 people at Michigan Stadium. And granted, it's not the loudest stadium in the Big Ten, more than likely, but it's still a very loud place. So, and going to Ames, I think, is going to help Iowa a little bit. This is not the first time that a lot of these players have been through this situation. So a few things in Iowa's favor.
On the text line, 5310, Iowa State is a must win. You cannot start the season in that big of a hole.
2-3 and 0-2.
Yeah.
Especially, how about the psyche, too, for Iowa State? Because all the expectations coming into the season, most expectations, and you've covered Iowa State, we've both seen it from 2 hours away, obviously, over here. I can honestly say this was the most hyped off season for Iowa State football ever.
I think without a doubt.
And if you start off 2-3, that's just not going to be a good way to start the season.
Even though you've lost one by a point and one by 2 points.
Still an L.
There's still losses. On the text line, David and Hudson, our friend over there, give me 1-1, but let's have that win at home.
In the game on Saturday night,
yeah,
against Penn State next week. We will pick those games, and we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Do you have a Zach update for us before we get to break?
The Shriners Hospital open in Las Vegas, where they usually go pretty low. Zach Johnson with a 2-under par 69 today. He's 3-under for the tournament, done for the day, and it kind of looks like he's going to miss the cut. Because of the new rule this year, it's the top 65 and ties and not top 70. So right now, Zach tied for 65th. And, of course, since this is on the West Coast, a lot of folks either still on the course or not even started.
Yeah, and he got done early today. It's not the Justin Timberlake Shriners Open anymore. I don't know if what happened there to cause a riff in that particular arrangement.
Don't know if there was a riff.
I don't know. Timberlake's a good golfer, too.
He is.
Loves the game of golf. Now, he's not Tony Romo or Steph Curry or people like that. Romo can play. He can play, as we looked at last week. Throw the 78 out of there, but you know, when you beat Phil Mickelson by 6 in a round, that's getting things done.
Indeed.
Yeah.
72-95 on the text line for Iowa, going 1-0 over the next two games. That would be okay. 2-0 is better. A loss over the next 2 weeks won't end the title run for the West. Games against Minnesota and Wisconsin will decide that. If Iowa goes 0-2, that would create some must wins in the coming weeks.
That is true. That is true. Cannot go 0-2. I think if you're the Hawkeyes, let's see, Ryan and Walford, if Iowa does win tomorrow, I feel the win would be diminished just a little bit based on what Wisconsin did to them. That would be Michigan. If Iowa wins, it won't be as big a boost to the Hawks as it was Wisconsin regarding the polls, if that makes sense.
It does.
Okay. It makes sense, Ryan. Thank you for the text. Appreciate it. Take a break. Come back, and we're going to talk with Josh here about the fine program they have out at Kirkwood Community College. So stay tuned. More to come after this. Listening to the Gym Class Friday edition coming your way right here on KGYM.
Is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-Tru makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Lawn legends run with us on a John Deere X300 Select Series lawn tractor. Head to your nearest John Deere dealer and save big at the Gear Up for Fall sales event. Get $300 off X300 Select Series lawn tractors built for year-round versatility. The Gear Up for Fall sales event won't last forever, so hurry to your John Deere dealer today to find out why nothing runs like a Deere. Offer ends November 1st, 2019. Some restrictions apply. See johndeere.com or participating dealers for details. Find your new John Deere at City Tractor in North Liberty or visit citytractor.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire.
3:33, back with you here in the Gym Class, Friday edition here on KGYM. We'll have our Emil's Hideaway pick 6 for you coming up here in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. And going to try to make somebody a winner again today. You're going to try to dethrone me today, aren't you?
I was close last week.
You were.
Just off on the tiebreaker.
It's all about the team, man. Who's kind of lagging behind a little bit?
The team?
On our team.
Oh. The Kyle?
I'm just looking out there. Sorry, Kyle. We're not dropping names or anything like that. Josh Troutman joining us here in studio from Kirkwood Community College. And we're going to talk a little while about how you can become authorized as far as a coach in not only high school sports, but also youth sports now, Josh. And welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Appreciate the opportunity to come in on a very busy Friday for you guys.
So it is busy.
Appreciate the time.
It is busy. And how are things in Rowley?
Things in Rowley are beautiful. The sun always shines in Rowley. So it's beautiful. Beautiful country. So, again, yeah, you guys help me get home every day from Kirkwood to the greater Buchanan County area. So
awesome.
That's good to hear. At what level do you have to be certified? Every level?
So for the state, for the program that we do, it's for the K-12, for the scholastic sports. So middle school, high school.
Okay.
A lot of the youth sports, the U-SSAs and the YSF footballs, oftentimes will have their own certification program. And a lot of times I'll get calls from parents that say, hey, I've got a YSF coaching certification. Will that allow me to coach when my son gets into middle school? And the answer for that is no. It is a separate certification process. For the state, for the middle school and high school levels.
All right, very good. Now, how do people go about getting their certification? How do they start? What are the things they need to know? How do they get a hold of you?
You betcha. So probably the easiest way to go is to direct them to our Kirkwood website, which is just kirkwood.edu, and then /coaching. So from that, we kind of lay out what the state requirements are and then how Kirkwood can kind of help be that vehicle to navigate that process. So essentially, the state requires completion of 4 courses. They can be some college credit courses. So sometimes I'll have people that went to school in the 90s or early 2000s that said, hey, I took this coaching theory class. Would that count? And the answer is yes. There's no expiration date on those. So as long as they've got those 4 courses completed, either through college credit or through our continuing ed program, that's kind of the first hurdle through the state. And then there's also requirement for a background check, which obviously is really important. The state handles all that fingerprinting and background check process. There's a first aid CPR requirement that's been recently added, again, with player safety being kind of front and center. So really our job is to help provide that education if they need it and then navigate the process, the paperwork process with the state.
Well, the courses that you mentioned, Josh, is not just X's and O's.
No. In fact, so the 4 courses are, one is an ethics and theory, which a big component of that is the ethics. Sometimes we all love sports, but sports can make headlines for some not so great reasons. So it's kind of sending out some cautionary things and considerations there for coaches to be aware of to make sure they do things appropriately. So they're serving their student athletes well and being good employees for their school districts. And then there's a little bit of X's and O's we talk about. How to set up a practice plan, for example, or a strength conditioning program, some of those things. But yeah, a lot of it really is the safety component. So another, actually the largest component is a prevention and care aspect. So we have them go through the NFHS, has a great heat illness prevention course that we take them through. We take them through concussion guidelines and make sure that they're all certified in concussion awareness and safety protocols. So, yeah, really it's a lot more of the off-the-field kinds of things and just getting, again, making sure that you're running a safe program first And, yeah, the coaching is something that they'll kind of pick up along the way with experience.
Where do you get your curriculum from?
So we actually developed our own curriculum. There are other schools out there that use some curriculum from other publishers. I actually teach our online curriculum. You guys probably remember Larry Lutz when he was the program director out there. Larry approached me because I was teaching kind of our credit course equivalents for those classes and said that the state had approved Kirkwood offering this online option and asked me to develop the curriculum. So really what I try to provide in my online courses is the same kinds of topics, discussion, you know, to the degree that we can in an online format that students would get in that face-to-face encounter.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, you mentioned the website there. Kind of let folks know how long this process takes. Are there any options that they can look at? What do you have there?
Yeah, great question. So a lot of times I'll get a call from an AD and they'll want somebody certified like last week.
Yeah.
And the process obviously is a little bit longer than that. And honestly, the process with the state is what takes the longest for most people because it takes a while to get that background check processed. So there are two options that we currently offer for students to get the coursework completed. One is a face-to-face seminar, which is a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, where they come to our main campus or Iowa City or other locations. And I'm of a generation, I would much rather sit down and learn from Ray Riesland and our other face-to-face instructors. I happen to be the online guy because that's the way a lot of people are getting a lot of their education now. So the two-weekend option is still out there for people. For people that that may be tougher for them to fit into their schedule, the online courses, once they register, they have 30 days to complete the course requirements. And again, we help them kind of navigate that paperwork process with the state.
You're getting a lot of parents or teachers that aren't certified yet or all the above?
Yeah, really all the above. I'd say, say in a given month, I'll maybe have 20 online students. I would say half of those may be traditional college-age students that maybe are going through a teacher education program and want to get their authorization along the way, so they've kind of got that in their back pocket. And the other half may be parents or other older adults who maybe they've done some coaching of their kids at the youth sport level and are looking to continue on with that. So really the state made the change several years ago to allow non-teachers to fill coaching positions because there still is a big demand for coaches out there. So parents, really anyone who wants to kind of give back to their community, help with the young people in their school district. Fairly simple process, but an important process, something that we need more people to pursue.
Josh, we've heard some awful stories across the country about coaches and youth sports. I'm curious, do you know, is every state have a similar certification program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So actually, Iowa's certification process is more rigorous, or we sort of have higher standards than other adjoining states. Yeah, which is a great thing. Sometimes I'll get an email or a call from, say, a teacher that's in Minnesota or Missouri. They've accepted a job, and they've been coaching there for 10 or 15 years, but they find out they have additional steps to take to get that Iowa authorization. So, again, I look at it as a good thing that Iowa, the Board of Ed, in their wisdom, decided to make the standards a little bit tougher to maintain or to attain, and I think that's helped Iowa avoid some of the issues that can happen out there.
Yeah, very much so. And yet another great program that Kirkwood offers out there at the campus, and both online and in person. Like
absolutely,
you said.
Yeah. So it's great to have that flexibility for people to get the certification they need, so they can get out there in a variety of formats that's, you know, kind of best meets sort of what their life situation is.
Yeah, and no matter what walk of life you're in.
That's right, that's right.
Give the website again and how they can get more information, people out there.
You betcha. So it's kirkwood.edu and then /coaching. They can certainly contact me as well. My office number there at Kirkwood is 319-398-7149.
All right. Very good. And good to see you. You keeping tabs on WAGs out there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a fun place to be, you know, connected to the sports program. They do an awesome job and great facilities. So yeah, good place to go to work every day, even if I have to leave Raleigh to do it.
Well, you can always go back to Buchanan
That's
County
right. You can
each
always
day.
Go home. That's right.
All right. Josh, thanks. Appreciate all the information.
All right, thank you guys.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and have the pick six for you right after this here on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Pros like you start with Lowe's to find the top brands like First Alert, BRK, and Energizer. First Alert has been protecting homes for over six decades, so you can be sure you're installing peace of mind. Shop Lowe's today and save $10 on a First Alert 10-year battery, smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with voice and location, now just $49.97. And for crisp daylight and dark spaces, pick up an Energizer Vision Performance metal flashlight for $10 less, now $19.98, batteries included. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, valid through 10-9 U.S. only.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Kurt Warner and I'll have the call as Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns travel west to face the 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo and San Francisco coming off an early bye week and now hope to extend their perfect season to start 4-0. Should be a good one. Join us and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Monday Night Football, Cleveland at San Francisco. This Monday night's right here on KGYM. Back with you on the Gym Class at 3:45. Thanks for stopping by to Josh Troutman out at Kirkwood. And get more information if you're looking for coaching authorization out at Kirkwood. Just go to kirkwood.edu/coaching. We were watching. Mark, are you there? Mark.
I am indeed.
I was getting ready to turn it to watch the first part of the Cardinal game, and then we turned it to BTN. And lo and behold, the 85 Iowa Michigan game is on, and it's like, you know, any movie that you love, you just got to keep, you have to keep it on there and see how things turn out still. And it's fantastic. I know who wins this game.
And Jamie Morris gets stuck by Larry Station, I can tell you that.
Larry Station still makes this tackle. Kyle goes, "Hey, Jim Harbaugh's quarterback in Michigan."
I didn't not know that he played there. I was just kind of pointing it out for the record.
Very good. Jamie Morris was the running back, and that was back in the day where the crowd noise, if you couldn't hear, you could back away, and the referee was supposed to come in and make the crowd be quiet. Glad that era went away.
Pretty sure I still got trampled by the Iowa students after Hotland made his game-winning kick.
I'd like to apologize on behalf of those folks. I was in the end zone where the kick was made.
So it was you.
Might have been me. I probably said I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We'll talk after the pick.
All right. I was at such an angle, though. My first premonition was on October 19th, 1985. I thought he missed it. And then everyone went crazy to our left, and I said, oh, must have went in.
Yep.
Not there. All right, enough of down memory lane. Hi, Todd.
And last 2 minutes brought to you by Pepperidge Farms. Pepperidge Farms remembers the 85 Iowa-Michigan game. It is time for the pick six. Presented by Emil's Hideaway. Scott, you get to lead off.
All right.
This week, after a nice effort last week, you guys separated yourselves from the pack a little bit. The gym class now has, what, a five-game lead? It's early. just like it's early for the Blackhawks, who just dropped their season opener to the Philadelphia Flyers in Prague.
Only got 79 more or so to go.
Could have at least dropped it by 2 goals, but that's okay. We'll start with Iowa State hosting TCU tomorrow, a 3.5-point favorite. Not only are the Cyclones battling the Horned Frogs, they'll be battling Mother Nature once again.
Yeah, could be battling. And this thing has been a low-scoring affair most of the times that these two teams have gotten together. Love to see Max Duggan do well, but he's a freshman quarterback going on the road for the first time as far as Big 12 play is concerned. And Iowa State really, really needs this game. And I think with their backs to the wall, Iowa State's going to prevail, and I will take the Cyclones, throwing the 3.5.
I like the hook. But I don't like it enough to pick TCU because Iowa State's going to come loaded for bear. Give me Iowa State.
TCU's going to control the pace of this game with their running attack. Meanwhile, Iowa State struggled to run the ball, and the weather's playing into that as well. So I think this is going to be a close game either way, especially with the hook there. Give me TCU.
I'll take Iowa State here as well as Scott and Mark did. They've got to break through at some point. Why not do it tomorrow?
Alex.
TCU's had all kinds of trouble moving the ball on Iowa State the past couple of years. Their quarterback play has not improved all that much. I think Duggan will be good, but like you said, Scott, he's a freshman. Give me the Cyclones.
All right. Hello, Dave. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. You were a little nervous last Saturday night, weren't you?
For sure.
Were you telling the cooks to get things ready?
I said, dinner for six.
Oh, better week this week.
Yep. TCU is only 2-6 their last 8 Big 12 games on the road. Gary Patterson is only 6-6 the past 3 years. Matt Campbell, who did not have his best game last week, has covered all 3 games against the Horned Frogs. Give me the Cyclones.
Ah, Kyle on the Purple Island right there. Game number 2.
Mark Dukes gets to start with a fun one in Happy Valley. Penn State, after a rash of injuries to Purdue, they lost their quarterback and their star wide receiver on the same play last week against the Gophers. Now a 24.5-point underdog, Purdue is going to Penn State. Mark.
It seems like an awful lot of points, but as Todd alluded to, no quarterback, Rondale, the wide receiver's out, so... Reluctantly, I'm going to give up the 24.5 points and take Penn State.
Yeah, a lot of points, but I am buying into Penn State 100%, and with all those injuries to Purdue, I think I just got to take the Nittany Lions here.
Oh, learned a new phrase earlier today in preparing for our chat with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports at 4:30 tonight on our show. You got to lay it to play it, and I'm going to lay it here with PSU.
I'm not sure Purdue's going to score in this game. Give me the Nittany Lions. And Jimmy Franklin's going to run this thing up.
Oh, Jimmy Franklin.
There's only one Jimmy.
Jimmy knows how to run it up.
All right, Dave, are you going to keep the Nittany Lion run rolling here?
I think so. Penn State is averaging 50 points, 509 total yards, 316 yards passing, 193 yards rushing. Per game. Defensively, they are allowing 7.5 points a game. They are 10-3-1 against the spread the last 14 games at home in the Big Ten. I'll take the Lions to cover.
Well, I'll bite. This is no fun if I take Penn State, so yeah, give me Brahm on an island. I'll take Purdue. Boiler up, everyone.
24.5.
I know.
You've got that half
point
to play
with.
Kyle, Northwestern, after going toe-to-toe with Wisconsin last weekend at Camp Randall, they are on the road again this week. It doesn't get any easier for the Wildcats. They go to Lincoln to take on a Cornhuskers team that was de-pantsed on national TV by Ohio State.
Northwestern kept it much, much closer against Wisconsin than I expected them to, but with that being said, I just don't think they're that good. And as Todd just referenced, Nebraska got absolutely embarrassed last week. They need to prove that they've got a little something in their shorts, so if they don't win this one convincingly, stick a fork in them. Give me the Huskers, one time and one time only.
I'm going to take Northwestern here. They have been kryptonite to that Huskers program since Nebraska joined the Big Ten. I'll play here. Well, let's keep it within a 3-4-point game. Why not?
I was looking last week to see if Northwestern had any vital signs. The pulse was there. And then sure enough,
on defense, there it was. They just can't move the ball.
They can't move the ball in a low-scoring game. I'll say it's a one-score game. Give me the Wildcats.
Dave.
Nebraska was overrated coming into the season. Yes, and they received a thumping last week by Ohio State. Northwestern's only cover this year came last week in a 24-15 loss at Wisconsin as a 23-point dog. I think the spread is too high. Give me the Wildcats.
Good team player.
DePantsed. I love that. Do they have the great Wade Boggs' pants? No, that's a Cheers reference.
Pepperidge Farms remembers that TV show also. Scott, Northwestern and Nebraska.
I think the Big Red are going to make their fans very happy again this week. I'm going to throw the 7 and take the Huskers.
Do it, Mark.
Todd, you're going to see a gentleman tomorrow that would never, ever take Nebraska, and I hope those adjoining rooms have a lock between them. Give me Nebraska.
All right. We got a threefer. We're on Northwestern. You guys are on Nebraska. I get to lead off with Ohio State. Laying 19.5 at home against Michigan State. This is a tough call. It's a rivalry game, but I did learn earlier this week, or earlier in the day, I should say, that top 25 teams this year on Saturdays in the college game laying double-digit points have been moneymakers this year. So I'm going to lay it to play it, as Lee Sterling would say. I'll take Ohio State.
I was tempted by that big number again, but I have been burned several times by Ohio State, just as I was last week. Michigan State, too up and down for me. Their defense didn't even look all that good last week against Indiana. I'll take the Buckeyes.
Dave.
I told you last week about this Ohio State team and how well they are playing. Quarterback Justin Fields has completely transformed their offense, along with J.K. Dobbins rushing for better than 70 yards a carry. Defensively, they are lights out as well, allowing just under 224 yards, total yards per game. Their third down conversion rate is under 25%, and their scoring defense is 8.6 points per game. I'll take the Buckeyes.
Todd referenced Nebraska and Northwestern. Northwestern always seems to play very well against Nebraska. Michigan State always seems to play very well against Ohio State. I will take those 19.5 points and take Sparty.
Yeah, for no apparent reason, I will take Michigan State as well.
Oh, is this separation Saturday?
This year is a statement game for Ohio State. They will win this one big. Michigan State's defense is good, but I think this is a statement game. Ohio State proves just how good they are.
There's no lying team, is there, Kyle?
Alex Kuhn, game number 5, features the Minnesota Golden Gophers hosting the Illinois Fighting Illini, and Minnesota's favored by 2 touchdowns, that is.
Minnesota has not rolled over anybody this year. Not Fresno State, not South Dakota State, not Georgia Southern. Give me the Illini to keep this thing close.
Things you thought you'd never hear for 200, Alex.
What do you think, Dave?
Lovie Smith is 4-9 against the spread the last 13 games as a visitor, and only 6-15 the last 21 in the Big Ten. He has, however, covered the past 2 games against the Gophers and won big last year. The defensive secondary for Minnesota will be tested this week as they are allowing 212 yards per game passing. Give me the Illini to cover the 14 points.
Illinois is bad. Minnesota.
You know, a couple weeks ago, I was 1-5, and Illinois rewarded me by covering the spread. I'm going to reciprocate and take the Illini again.
Minnesota only beat South Dakota State by 7, Fresno State by 3, Georgia Southern by 3, and Purdue by 1 touchdown last week. Alex said it on the show yesterday, Minnesota has to be the worst undefeated team in the country. Illinois sucks, but they're going to keep it closer than that.
I see a theme here.
I am going to put you on an island.
3 islands.
Well, What can I say? You might get a free room at Riverside with some of these picks. They just, you have to promise that you would leave the money behind in order to get it. Dave, we'll end with Iowa and Michigan. I predict a clean sweep across the board here. I could be wrong. Our tiebreaker this week is the total points scored in the Iowa-Michigan game. And we're picking this game at 5. That is not the current number, but it was at the start of the week.
Well, Michigan is being given too much respect for its preseason ranking. Iowa is the undefeated team, so why is Michigan favored here? The Wolverines were run over by Wisconsin, barely escaped Army in overtime, and with common opponents, they beat Rutgers 52-0, while the Hawks beat them 30-0. Iowa beat Middle Tennessee State 48-3. Michigan beat them 40-21 as 35-point favorites. Iowa has won 5 of the last 6 games against the Wolves. The wrong team is favored. Give me the Hawks. And 41 points.
No. Yeah, at minus 5, I'm going to take the Hawkeyes. And I'll go, I wrote down 41, so I'll take 42. Sorry, Dave.
I've got Michigan winning this game by 3, which means Iowa covers and 37.
I'm with Dave. If Michigan didn't come into the season with a little bit of hype around them, it would be quite clear which team should be favored here. I think Iowa wins this game outright. Give me the Hawkeyes, and I'm going to take 10 points.
10. Why don't you just take 1, Tyler?
Because it's 1 is too low. I want 10.
Right. I'll take Iowa to win the game outright as well. I think the Hawkeyes are going to win another close, interesting battle with Michigan. I've got this as a 26-24 game, according to my numbers, which would make that a 50-point game.
Wrong team is favored is correct, Dave. Give me the Hawkeyes, and I will say 55.
All right. We need 6 contestants right now. 319-366-1600. Go ahead and call and hit your wagon to one of the prognosticators, and whoever has the best week will win a $30 gift card for that particular listener out there. Dave, have fun this weekend. Thank you, as always.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next here on KGYM.
UIM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
No Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown on baseball's Division Series scoreboard. Right now in the 8th inning, the Astros lead the Rays.